Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement before I get into today's message, which is that we're getting a lot of applications for conference November 2 through 4. We did turn 75 or more people away last year, so if you're thinking you want to join us, this would be a good time to register. And you can go to wellnessforum.com to get registration forms or call our office, either one. We're getting to the tail end of the coverage of the Gotchi book. This is such an important issue for everybody, mostly females, however, who are subjected to mammography and the disastrous results of it. One thing that Gotchi talks about is that lots of people in the field, in the health field, know that the papers justifying mammography are wrong, but they do nothing, claiming they don't have time to police such things. And he does. He says he responds to the most egregious and incorrect papers, and even limiting his responses to those, it's extremely time-consuming too. Insist that the truth be told. And I have experienced this myself. I get emails all the time from people saying, my gosh, you've got to write a letter to this person. You have to write a letter to the editor of this newspaper. And I'd have to quit my job and do that full time if I responded to all of those things. And it's not lack of interest. It really is. There is so much crap out there in the health field in terms of information that you just can't get to it all. A consistent problem with so many of the studies supporting mammography is that they report a drop in death rates from breast cancer due to screening programs when death rates from breast cancer are dropping even more in countries that don't institute screening, so the effect can't be attributed to the screening. Advocates also tend to rely more on observational studies, and this is a major issue, is the study design and where the study is published has a lot to do with it. So if you're trying to justify something that really isn't scientifically sound, use bad studies and publish them in places that don't pay as much attention. Now, the exception, advocates rely on observational studies, as I said, which are weaker. The effect is usually small, which is why randomized controlled trials are more significant. The exception is Denmark, where there's a sizable control group of non-screened women. And in fact, in this population, and I covered it in a previous voicemail message, Gotchi and his colleagues conducted a study in Denmark that showed that death from breast cancer dropped by 1% a year in women who could benefit from screening, while the death rate dropped 2% in the non-screened group. So there was no effect of screening in Denmark. The results were really clear and posed what should have been an enormous threat to this industry, and it is an industry in Denmark. In addition to overdiagnosis and overtreatment, many cancers spontaneously regress, and there actually is a way to measure this. You invite women to have mammograms at age 50, 52, and 54 and compare their diagnoses with a control group who are only screened once at age 54. This study was conducted with over 200,000 women in Norway, and there were 22% more cancers detected in the group that was screened three times than in the group screened only one time. The only explanation can be that some of these cancers disappeared on their own in women screened only once. So lots more cancer detected, but no difference in outcomes. Gotchi and his group looked at studies from several countries in order to update their data on overdiagnosis and determined that 1 in 3 breast cancers identified with screening is an overdiagnosis, and the percentage rises to 53% when carcinoma in situ is included. Over half of the cancers that women are being told they have are non-existent, is what this really means. One study included in this research was from New South Wales and included this finding. This is a quote. The detection rates had increased, not only since the mammography screening trials were conducted in the 1980s, but also within the New South Wales program itself, where the rates increased from 28 to 42 per 10,000 women screened. These increased detection rates in Australia were not accompanied by decreased interval cancer rates, which suggests that the increased detection is harmful, as it simply produces more overdiagnosis. Now, what all of this really means is that women who are herded into screening programs are told that they have cancer, and over half the time, those cancers really are not legitimate cancers. These women are receiving treatment for cancers they don't have. So if you, listening to this, have been diagnosed and treated for carcinoma in situ, you were overtreated. However much suffering you experienced from surgery, from radiation, was completely unnecessary. So I'll stop there. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.